Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity boys basketball game. We are at Tipton High School. Tonight's game features the Northwestern Tigers and the Tipton Blue Devils. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Both teams out on the floor right now, they're taking shots. They're still working from the lines, each other throwing each other the basketball. We'll mention the coaches' meeting taking place right now at midcourt there in front of the scorer's bench. Three officials still having their black jackets on. They're getting ready for a ball game. We'll mention the first game, the JV contest, was captured by Northwestern. Northwestern defeated Tipton 55-44. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know first about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Northwestern Tigers. Northwestern Tigers school enrollment, 595. Back home, their gym capacity, 1,888. It works for girls basketball, that's for sure. We'll mention Class 3A, Sectional 20. In that sectional, there are seven teams. That sectional will happen this year at Mechanicwal High School. We'll mention five of the seven teams in Sectional 20, Class 3A. They all are in the Hoosier Conference. They stack up like this. Peru Tigers. They're currently 11 wins, 0 losses. The Western Panthers, 10 wins, 2 losses. Mechanicwal, they're 7-2. Twin Lakes, 7-5. Benton Central, 7-5. West Lafayette, they're 2-8. The Northwestern Tigers are 3-6 presently. We'll mention the principal at Northwestern High School is Kim Shaw. The athletic director is Dan Armstrong. And the assistant AD is Peter Schroer. I'm very thankful for Peter Schroer, and we'll mention assistant AD helping out put me in sports. We'll mention Northwestern High School. Northwestern High School is located at 3431 North 400 West, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. You can reach them by telephone, 765-454-2332. On the web, it's nwhstigers.com. On Twitter, @AGTigers. They wear the collars purple and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of 10 teams. We'll mention they have an East and a West Division. In the East Division, these are the East Division matchups. We'll mention these are the how they stack up right now. I'm not going to mention overall records. We'll mention 3-0 at the top. It's Western. At 2-1, it's Hamilton Heights. Tipton 1-1. Lewis Cass 0-2. Northwestern 0-2. We'll make it in the West Division. At the top is Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes 2-0. Followed up by Central Catholic. They're 1-0. Benton Central is third place. Presently, they're 1-1. West Lafayette, they're 0-1. And Rensselaer Bombers are 0-2. Let you know that Northwestern Tigers, they are currently 3 wins, 6 losses. They're 0-2 in the Hoosier East. We'll let you know, offensively, this is a per-game average. 9 games is what they played thus far. They average 51.3 points offensively. That is an average. We'll mention defensively, they give up 51.7. Pretty good matchup right there. We'll mention the head coach of the Northwestern Tigers. He was very instrumental to putting me in sports. We are thankful. Head coach is Jim Gish. His win-loss record is exceptional. 246 wins, 135 losses. We'll mention that 64.5% winning percentage. That's quite good. He's working in year number 18. The next game on their agenda will happen tomorrow night, the 15th. That'll be the Northwestern Tigers. They'll travel to Clinton Central, who battle with the Bulldogs, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Home team on the scoreboard. The Blue Devils gym right here, capacity, 3,050. We'll talk about that in a minute. Their school enrollment, 505. Their class 2A, sectional 39. There are six in their sectional. Their sectional consists of Tipton. They're currently 9 wins, 3 losses. Followed up by Madison Grant, 7-4. Eastbrook High School, they're 7-3. Taylor, the Titans, are 5-5. The Blue Devils will see them next week. Blackford, they're 2-6. And the Sheridan Blackhawks are 2-10. The Tipton Blue Devils principal is Rick Silson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by telephone, 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at Tipton, B as in basketball, Devils. They wear the colors blue and white. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight is the Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. The Blue Devils are currently 9 wins, 3 losses. They are 1-1 in the Hoosier East Division. Offensively, per ball game, this is an average 67.9 points. They give up defensively an average of 53.7. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, currently 38 wins, 22 losses for the Blue Devils. He's working in year number 3 at Tipton. We'll mention overall, he's working in year number 41. 41st year, we'll mention a record of 535 and 381. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Blue Devils. Going to happen on January 20th. That's next Thursday, be a 6 o'clock and a 7:30 for the varsity. Taylor Titans will be here at Tipton High School. Putney in Sports will be here. Clock rolling down, 3:20 left in the pregame. We'll mention a little bit about Michelle Garman. Michelle Garman works feverishly. She is a sports nut. I tell you what, she'll be at Tipton High School, excuse me, Hamilton Heights High School tomorrow. Going to be a good ball game. It's going to be between the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies and the Tipton Lady Devils. The JV will start at noon. The varsity contest will begin about 1:30. Putney in Sports will be there. Going to be a matchup between the Lady Devils as they visit the Lady Huskies. I'll just give you a little bit of lowdown on that. Currently, in the East Division, both those teams in the Hoosier East, Tipton, currently, 2 wins, 1 loss in the East. Hamilton Heights, 3 wins, 0 losses. They could end up tied after the 1:30 contest tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But playing tonight in the West Division, girls basketball, Benton Central going against Central Catholic. Of those 4 teams, they'll have an East versus a West game and then another one. We don't know who it's going to be yet. Stay tuned. That East-West matchup at the top of the division will be where you'll find out who the Hoosier Conference girls basketball champion will be. So that's tomorrow, 1:30 in the afternoon. Again, we'll mention Michelle Garman. You can read the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune page on Facebook. On Twitter, at Michelle_Garman. That's 2 L's, at Michelle_Garman for updates on area games and matches. We'll mention a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference, we'll mention Last night there was a ball game. I neglected to put the final score up there. That was McConaughey. I think that back that was 2 nights ago. McConaughey and Western went at it. That was probably a good ball game. We're mentioning in the Hoosier Conference. That's tonight, January 14th, game night. 6 games on the agenda. 3 Hoosier Conference divisional matchups happening tonight. At 7:30, all these are 7:30 except one, the bottom one. At 7:30, Central Catholic Knights are at Benton Central. LaPel Bulldogs are at Hamilton Heights. Northwestern, they're right here with Tipton. Pioneer, they travel to Lewis Cass tonight. Twin Lakes, they're at Kankakee Valley. And at 8 p.m. start time, it's going to be Rensselaer Bombers. They're at the West Lafayette Red Devils. 2 idle teams tonight in the Hoosier Conference. They are the Western Panthers and the Twin Lakes Indians. Clock buzzes out. We're getting ready for a national anthem. We'll mention the Skipton Blue Devil Band. They're sounding marvelous tonight. Let's set this down for our anthem. That's the Gibson High School Band. Say what, they're not all there. But I tell you what, they are all there. So they're going to mention the starting lineups. We'll do the same. Starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First for the Northwestern Tigers. Tigers will start like this. So head number 2, that's Mario Reed. Mario Reed, a 5'10 junior. Also starting, where's number 13? That's Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry, he's 6'5", he's a junior. Number 23, that's Caden Lechner. Caden Lechner is 6'2", he is a senior. Number 24 is Quentin Yackel. Quentin Yackel, a 6-foot sophomore. Wearing number 32, winding up the lineup for Northwestern, that's Eli Edwards. Eli Edwards, 6'5", a senior, the head coach for the Northwestern Tigers, is Coach Jim Gish. We'll mention now for the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Wearing number 3, that's Grady Carpenter. He's a 6'4" inch freshman. Number 11, that's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, a sophomore. He's 6 feet tall. Number 21, Nate Powell. He's 6'4". He's a senior. Number 22, 5'11" sophomore. That's Jackson Money. And winding out the lineup for Tipton, number 33, Sam Ridgway. Sam Ridgway, 6'8" tall. He's a senior. The head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. They're finishing up the lineup right there for Tipton. We'll mention, this game is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. They're in Cicero. Also, the Blue Devil Boilermaker. He's a local guy. We'll mention, Fritz Auto Sales and Service. He's in Fishers, Indiana. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She resides in Cicero. And ATM Auto. That's in Arcadia, just west on Howard Avenue. We thank them for making this broadcast available on PutMeInSports.com. So get ready to tip it off right now. They got the huddles going on. Northwestern Tigers still right there in the huddle right there at the bench area. Blue Devils in a circle right there out on the court. They're going to work it from there. Have a little powwow out to the surface. They're going to have a powwow also at the Northwestern Tigers. Pretty much the same. Powwow is going to break up. We're getting ready for the tip-off. In the center circle is number 33, Stan Ridgway, for the Blue Devils. Women number 32 for Northwestern. That's Eli Edwards. Let's get hands there ready to go. They're smiling. Here we go. 8 minutes on the game clock. First quarter comes a tip. The toss is going to be good. It's going to be tipped to the backcourt. Picked up by the Blue Devils. Picked up there by Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to jog it across the timeline here, working left side. Working against the M24, Quentin Yackel. They're working left side. Going to go baseline now. Jackson Money here, kick it back out to the corner. He'll bring it back around. That's Grady Carpenter. They're working left side near the baseline. That's Nate Powell, who backs his way in. He'll turn around jumper. He got the bucket. Didn't need the backboard. 2 points. 2-0 contest. We've just begun. We're at Tipton High School. 30 seconds into the ball game. In the backcourt, going to break the press on the dribble. Get to see the front court, 13, Cohen Berry. Berry on the dribble. Out top, he'll get off right there. Point guard, Quentin Yackel. Yackel working against Jackson Money. On the dribble, he'll bounce it left side behind the arc. That's number 2, Mario Reed. There he'll baseline. He'll bounce it in the middle. He's in the paint. First shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Going to be picked up by Northwestern. That's Cohen Berry. He'll start the offense up once again. They'll move it behind the arc, left side. That's 32, Eli Edwards. He's got the triple threat. He'll dribble once. He'll pass it out behind the arc. Mario Reed working around the perimeter. And they work it counterclockwise. Working it right here, 24, Quentin Yackel. He'll pass it behind the arc. Back to Mario. Mario Reed out top. They'll move it around the perimeter. Looking for that good pass on the entry. Or looking for the shot. Looking for the shot Coach Jim Gates would prefer. 2-0 contest. We've just begun. 6:23 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. On the dribble behind the arc. They're working in the elbow left side. Catches the hands of 32, Eli Edwards. Out top of the basketball. Nate Powell guarding the ball way out top. He's working against 424, Quentin Yackel. Out top of the basketball. He'll triple threat available. 32, Eli Edwards. Back out to Mario Reed. Looking for a good shot. Mike. They say sometimes deliberate, but they already took one shot. They got their own board on the rebound. They're back out and moving the offense once again. 5:49 on the game clock. Behind the arc. They'll move it through the corner. Eli Edwards. Back behind the arc. Take a shot. Mario Reed. Launches a three. Wouldn't go long off the rim. Rebound Grady Carpenter. Carpenter through the front court. Gets it to Nolan Swan. He'll dish it off to Nate Powell to go lay up right side off the glass. 4-0 contest. They're working it around in the front court. Northwestern Tigers. Double team in the corner. Going to pass out of there to Mario Reed. Working it back around the perimeter. Out top, 24. That's Quentin Yackel. Yackel gets the ball back from Cohen Berry. Going to be the first foul called in the ballgame. Going to be whistled on the Blue Devils. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Going to pick up his first. Team foul number 1. In the ballgame for the Tigers, number 30, Connor Bostic. Connor Bostic entered the ballgame. And they bring the ball in the front court, working it around, bounce pass left side behind the arc. That's Mario Reed. He'll pass it back out near the scores bench, right near the top of the 10-second line. They'll reset the offense. Number 24, Quentin Yackel. They go to the corner with it. They'll bounce it down low. Back inside, going to take the shot, wouldn't get it. That was number 32, Eli Edwards. Rebound out of there, Blue Devils, across the timeline. So we're going to left side, elbow shot left side for Nolan Swan. It was a floater. Wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Rebound secured by Eli Edwards. In the front court now with Mario Reed. Reed out there, working out top. Yackel, moving around the perimeter, left side. Eli Edwards now back to Mario behind the arc. They're working right side with the basketball, 24, Quentin Yackel. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. So here's Mario. He stepped a foot in front of the arc. Wouldn't get it. Left elbow extended. 2 points out. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Tipton. Paying it back the other way is Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter gets his off. 3-point shot, ready to go for number 11. That's Nolan Swan. Blue Devils get the rebound. They'll try it again in the front court. They'll toss it down low baseline. Al Topsa gets it to Tim Ridgway. He'll dribble in. He's going to get caught for a traveling violation. 4-0. Tipton in front. Going to turn the ball over. We're going to give it back to Northwestern. 3:59 left. We're in the first quarter. Tipton High School on a Friday night. Working it back around. Going to work it out top with the basketball. Going thought about a bounce pass. Go get in the paint right there. Bounce pass. Eli Edwards. Shot going to go. Fight for the board. It's going to be picked up by Mario Reed. Mario Reed can find the handle. It ends up in the court of play. Nate Powell sprawls out on the floor, picks up the basketball, gets it to Nolan Swan in the backcourt. So they'll work it down low. Going to be a foul call. Grady Carpenter trying to toss one in. Just outside the paint, Nate Powell. Going to be a little friction. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this foul on Eli Edwards. He picks up number one. Both teams with one foul. A cumulative here in the first quarter. Ball skipped out of bounds. Going to be last touch, they say, by Northwestern. Going to give it to Tipton. Grady Carpenter going to inbound this one in front of the Northwestern Tiger bench in the front court. Get the ball back. Carpenter works on the left side. 3-point shot behind the arc. Jackson Money wouldn't go. Rebound Northwestern. Credit the board to Connor Bostic. He wears number 30. Out top of the basketball, Mario Reed. Back to Bostic. Bostic dribbles around. He'll get the ball back from Reed. Working around the perimeter. Out top now with the basketball, Northwestern Tiger, number 13, Cohen Berry. They'll get an elbow left side to Eli Edwards. He'll drive. He'll spin and drive. They're not going to call foul. They're going to say it was a block. Nate Powell going to get credit for the block shot. Outside the arc, short off the net, wouldn't go. That was Grady Carpenter. He'll work it back the other direction. 2:45 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline in the ball game is Callan Bennett. Callan Bennett, a 5'11 senior. He wears number 11. Working the left side, picks it up, picks his dribble up. That was Mario Reed. Works the right side, Cohen Berry. Now back out top with the basketball, number 30, Connor Bostic. Outside the arc, 3-point shot wouldn't go. Cohen Berry, rebound, Blue Devils. Back the other direction. On the dribble out top, you'll backpedal dribble. Reset the offense, that's Nolan Swan. They pick up a screen from Ridgway. They'll go at a free throw line, they'll dish it down low to Nate Powell. And Nate Powell gets the bucket, and he'll shoot one. Foul's going to be whistled. Number 30, Connor Bostic. He picks up his first foul in the ballgame. Mario Reed going to check out the ballgame. In the ballgame for him is number 5, Amarion Conyers. He's a 5'10 senior. First shot, only shot he'll get, wouldn't go. 3-point play, couldn't get it. Got the 2, back the other direction. 6-0 contest. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble now, Callan Bennett. He'll pick it back up. He'll work it outside. Elbow shot. Right side. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Connor Bostic. Rebound. Blue Devils. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. Out top, Sam Ridgway to the corner. So we're going to Jackson Money back to Ridgway. Out top, Grady Carpenter. He'll dish it down low. They're going to call an offensive foul. Kind of like if you were an offensive receiver and you just pushed off a little bit. And that's what happened. They're going to call that on Nate Powell. A little bit of an advantage. Calls a foul on him. He's got one. Team foul number 2. 6-0 contest. Ball's in the front court. Northwestern. On the dribble out top, that's Callan Bennett. He works at right side. Amarion Conyers. Conyers will take the point. They'll move it right side behind the arc. Cohen Berry. To the corner. Got the triple threat. He'll pass it out of there. That was Callan Bennett. They're working it around the perimeter. On the dribble is Amarion Conyers. Behind the arc, triple threat available. Cohen Berry. Back out top. They're working it around the perimeter, looking for that opening. Tipton moving their feet defensively. Working right there. Out top. Get some instructions from Coach Gish. So we're going to the corner. They're picking back out. Conyers. Connor's going to bounce it left side. They'll start it up straight away again. Callan Bennett. Out top, Tipton playing defense. He'll bounce one into Eli. Eli in the paint, kicks it back out. Works it back around in the hands of Connor. Back out top, Eli Eli Edwards going to pass it to the corner. To the drive baseline, shot wouldn't go. Pretty good effort right there. Tipton, Sam Ridgway going to pick up the foul. Driving baseline right there from the corner. Talon Bennett. We're going to have for the shot, got fouled. 6'8", Sam Ridgway. At the line, Talon Bennett. He's a 5'11 senior. First shot goes in. Talon Bennett going to have one more. Northwestern Tigers going to leave one on the lane. That's number 30, Connor Bostic. That's free throw line. Going to shoot one more. That's Talon Bennett. Talon Bennett into the ballgame shooting 66%. He is now 12 for 17 on the season. 6-2 contest. We're under a minute. 26 seconds left. Working the ball out there. Going to be a bump foul out top. Way beyond the arc. Nolan Swan going to draw the foul. Foul's whistled on number 5, Amarion Conyers. Ball's in the backcourt. Jackson Money going to cross the timeline right here. He's working against Conyers. Then move. Out top, Jackson Money will dish off to freshman Grady Carpenter. Out top of the basketball, Nolan Swan. 10 seconds left. Picked up a screen from Nolan Powell. Crossover. Here goes the lane. That's Nolan Swan. Block shot on the way up. Didn't get the bucket. Good block shot right there by Eli Edwards. Long shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. At the end of one quarter of play, Tipton 6, Northwestern 2. We were going to tell you about that story we'll mention back in 07. First, we'll preview this story, 07, versus Winchester. Coach Jim Gates got his first state title with the Northwestern Tigers. It took overtime, 78-74. The Wilmington, that was his third season. And earlier that season, on February 2nd, they were going to play on July 31st. That was right here, Northwestern and Tipton. That was back in 07. But this gym was filled to capacity. It holds 3,050. And they went at it, Northwestern and Tipton. They went to overtime. What a game it was. It was a tough overtime game. Tipton had the ball late in overtime. I got to mention Josh Maggard and Derek Elston was going at it all night long. Hodges had a knee in that ball game. But anyway, they brought the ball in. About 8 seconds left, I do believe. I think so. And that was Tipton bringing the ball in. They were down by 3, 63-60. They tossed the ball into Elston. He tried a 3. Left corner, left elbow baseline. Wouldn't go. Tipton got the rebound. Shot right back out to Elston. He shot another one. Northwestern won the ball game in overtime. Ball's in the front court. Second quarter, going to be a foul whistle. 7:52 left during the second quarter. Foul's going to be whistled on 5, Amarion Conyers. Amarion Conyers picked up the foul. He got one. Excuse me. Double check. That foul is on Nate Powell, Meyer. Nate Powell picks up his second. So he'll take a breather with his second foul early in the second quarter. In the front court, Northwestern Tigers. They pick it up on the floor. Lena whistle foul. Lena whistle his foul on Noah Swan. Ball was loose. Noah Swan on the floor. Seated position in front of the Blue Devils bench. Northwestern Tiger right there reaching for the ball. Reaching up for the basketball. Noah Swan. And they get him to the foul. So Noah's going to pick up his second foul early in this second quarter. 5 team fouls for Tipton. 3 thus far for Northwestern. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils is going to be Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong going to check in for Nolan Swan. Connor Hassong, well, this means a 6'3 junior. He does pretty well in the spring with that small, small ball that you put on our tee. They're working it back around. We're going to right side behind the arc. Back around to the top of the tee. 24, Quentin Yackel. Yackel gets the ball back. We're going to get him as Connor Hassong. The ticket, left side, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. There's Mario Reed. Rebound, Tipton. Tipton, Jackson Money, they're taking across the timeline. He's in the front court. Going to dish off to Grady Carpenter. Out top, in the ballgame, Aiden Pohl. They're trying to get it into Ridgway. It's going to be stolen. on the jet pass by number 30, Connor Bossett, behind the arc. He'll dribble back out. That's Bossett. He'll hand off. Right there in the center circle, in the front court, that's 24, Quentin Yankel. They get the ball back from Mario Reed. They'll work it down low. It gets away. Ridgway gets it back into the hands of the Northwestern Tigers. They'll move it right side behind the arc. Number 5, Amarion Conyers. They'll bounce it outside to Mario Reed. Spin move, he'll kick it back out. Move it right side behind the arc. He'll do a bounce pass inside. Aiden Cole, Michael Ball moves. Ends up off the leg. They're a favorite last touch by a Blue Devil. Goes out of bounds right here in front of the cheer section. Blue Devil cheer section. A lot of blue here tonight. So we're going to work it in from the side court to front court. That's the Northwestern Tigers. Bounce pass into Eli Edwards. Here go baseline. Working him right there is Sam Ridgway. He deflected that shot. Went out of bounds. These guys are going to go at it. They're going at it right now. I tell you what, on the floor, it's all good. 32, Eli Edwards, 6'5 senior. And 33, Sam Ridgway, a 6'8 senior. Ball nearly goes out of bounds. Grady Carpenter saves it. Saves it on his own baseline, tosses it in. And it's picked up there by Eli Edwards. Grady Carpenter ended up on the floor. Eli Edwards reached right down to help him get back up. Pretty good sportsmanship between these two teams. We'll mention Nolan Swan and Nick Powell getting ready to check back in. 6:24 left in the second quarter. There's the scores bench. First shot up, rims long, wouldn't go. That's Eli Edwards at the stripe. Eli Edwards shooting 66% at the stripe. That first shot right there was his 60th shot on the season from the stripe. Bill Hyatt, try it. Next one is good. He gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 6-3 ball game. 6-3. Blue Devils in front. 6:20 left. We're in the second quarter. Working in the front court by the scores bench is Grady Carpenter. He'll pass it. Cross-court pass in the backcourt. You should say behind the arc. If the basketball now is Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan works it left side. He found an opening. They go baseline just outside the paint. Floater got it. 2-point shot good for Nolan Swan. 8-3 contest. 5-point leader, the Blue Devils. Working it behind the arc. On the dribble, working the basketball. That's 25, Caden Greer. Caden Greer in the ball game. He's a 5'11 junior. From the corner, 3-point shot good. Northwestern Tiger, number 30, Connor Bostic. Bostic working on that 3-point average, and he's climbing. 8-6 contest. 5:32 left. Second quarter. Blue Devils are going to check back in. Let's check in with the average Conaway. Going to work it down low. Tip away by Edwards, and he deflects it. Comes up with the basketball after the deflection. They'll take it to the front court of Northwestern side of the gym. Northwestern working here right by the stage. Blue Devil band. We'll probably hear them at halftime. Working the back around. We're going to bounce one in. Picks it up off the bounce. That's Edwards. Just taking left side baseline jumper. About a 12-footer. Good for 30. Connor Bossy. Going to be a timeout. Blue Devils, 30-second timeout. Game tied at 8 apiece. 4:56 left. Second quarter. We'll remind you, this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil for caring enough to support the Blue Devils. In the front court, ball's in the hands of Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the dribble. To bring it back out. Bring back out to Grady Carpenter. They'll take it back in to Nate Powell for two in the paint. They go off the glass. 10-8 contest. We're working in the front court. Right now, ball's in the hands of the Northwestern Tigers. They'll work it right there. They're working back around. So they're working in the front court outside of the basketball. That's Eli Edwards. So they're working it back around in the front court. And they'll move it to the corner baseline to bring the ball back around. And they'll start it again outside. Aiden Cole guarding the basketball. Guarding Mario Reed. They're working outside Eli Edwards. Behind the arc right there, right elbow. Going to be a foul call. They're going to whistle this on the Northwestern Tigers. They're going to give the ball back to the Blue Devils. So they'll work it from there. Foul whistle on 32. Eli Edwards, he picked up his second in the ball game. Three players with two were in the second quarter. Two for the Blue Devils, one for the Northwestern Tigers. 10-8 contest, 3:45 left. Shout out to Mark right there. Way to go for Maverick Conaway. Conaway wears number two. He's a 6'1" junior. So we're going to cross the timeline with the basketball on the dribble. Quentin Yackel. They'll go to the corner with it. Drive baseline. They go off the glass. 2 points good. Power layup for Mario Reed. 5'10" junior. He can get up. It's a 10-10 ball game. 3:16 left. Second quarter. Nolan Swan going to dribble left side baseline. He'll take a shot off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound Northwestern. To the front court. Mario Reed. They're working around the perimeter. They'll take it out top. Mario Reed going to take a shot. Elbow extended left side. They're going to call foul. We're going to see three foul shots taken by Northwestern. Mario Reed. Foul's going to be whistled on Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole over to the bench. He's still in the ball game. It's a medium five from Coach Cliff Hawkins. He said basically that stuff happens. So at the free throw line is Mario Reed. Shot goes in. That's 11-10. Mario Reed enters the foul line at 67%. He's now 20 for 29. Second shot good. Substitutions in the ball game. We're seeing Sam Ridgway back in the game, taking a breather. Aiden Cole, Jackson Money going to enter the ball game, taking a breather. Going to be number two, Maverick Conaway. Also in the ball game for Northwestern, number 13, Cohen Berry, 6'5" junior. Third shot window for Reed. Rebounds control there by Jackson Money. He has the ball right here, where it can be handled by someone else. They reach in, they tie him up. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow going to go to Tipton. So dribble across the timeline here. It's going to be Nolan Swan, a walk pace across the T logo here at Tipton. So work straight in. Working left side. Back out top to Nolan Swan. Defense moving their feet. Nolan Swan, long three-point shot off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound Northwestern. That's Connor Bostic. Bostic dish off right there in the front court now on the dribble. Mario Reed. He'll dish it back. 424, Quentin Yackel. Quentin Yackel, a 6-foot sophomore. They'll work at left side. They'll go down low with it off Mario Reed. They go off the glass from the paint in the land of the tree. He got the bucket. 14-10. 2:10 left. Second quarter. Outside of the back, well, addition in Jackson Money. Back to Nolan outside the arc. He'll work left side to Grady. Back to Nolan. He'll take a three. He'll get that one. Couple of steps behind the arc. Straight away, three-point shot good for Nolan Swan. 14-13, Northwestern in front. They'll go baseline. Off the glass, couldn't get that shot. That was Mario Reed. Rebound tipped him. Throw across the timeline by Jackson Money. They'll work it back around, working the left side. With the basketball, bring the back out top, Nolan Swan. Right side, he's Grady Carpenter. He's being guarded closely by Quentin Yackel. Out top with the basketball on the dribble. He'll spin move. He'll go back the other direction. Call for the basketball. They'll get it down low. They'll bounce pass in to Nate Powell. He'll bring it back out and give it to Sam Ridgway out top of the key. They'll dish off. Right side, 2 points jumper. Ready to go for Grady Carpenter. Trying for the board right there, Sam Ridgway. They're going to whistle a foul. Ridgway right there, locking it up with Connor Bostic. Bostic going to pick up the foul. He's got two in the ballgame. Blue Devils with seven accumulative this far in the first half. Northwestern with five. First shot on the way. Sam Ridgway wouldn't go. 117 left. You'll get one more. So he'll take a couple bounces. He'll eye and fly the second one. Good form, and he nails the second. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see Maverick Conaway. Where's number two? Taking a breather for Tipton. It's going to be Nate Powell. Nate Powell's going to try to save those fouls. Coach Cliff Hawkins don't want that third foul on Nate Powell in the first half. 114 left. Northwestern on the approach. We're walking across the timeline. That's Quentin Yackel. He'll move it left side behind the arc. Touching the hands right there of Cohen Berry. Moves it back around, touching the hands of 30. Connor Bostic. Now back to Quentin Yackel. Yackel on the dribble. He's working against Conaway. They'll work it right side, going baseline. He'll bring it back out. Cutting off the lane right there with Sam Ridgway. Lost the handle. It's tipped away. Picked up by the Blue Devils in the front court. They'll work it down to Sam Ridgway. He takes off. Unselfish pass to Jackson Money. Two-point bucket for Money. 36 seconds left. 16-14. Two-point ball game. Northwestern trailing by two. Ball's in the front court. Looking for that last shot. 24 seconds left. Standing in the center circle right there. Facing every dribble. Right about 12 feet, 14 feet away. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. 11 seconds left. With the basketball stationary dribble, that's Quentin Yackel. He'll bounce it right side, they'll get it back. Three-point shot in the air, long off the rim for Mario Reed. Shot to buzzer. Blue Devils win go. Score at halftime, Blue Devils in front by two at 16-14. They'll take a 10-minute intermission. And we'll thank you by letting you know our sponsors. Tonight we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. AGM Auto. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now, AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. We now restore plastic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just go to Arcadia. Take State Road 19. Go to Howard Street. That's a T road. Go to Howard Avenue. Go west, young man, and you'll find AGM Auto right there behind the Arcadia ballpark. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available. And the truck with a trolley lift can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They're open Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone says a lot. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Also bringing this contest to you is Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero at 1110 South Peru Street. The south edge of Cicero on State Road 19. They are at the Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach Jim by telephone, 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. The locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We do thank you for tuning in to tonight's ballgame. Please feel free to review this winner's archived games. You may see a game you'd like to listen to again. All archived games are available for re-listening at PutMeInSports.com. Got to mention also, if you're interested, all 12 games from the 2021 football season for the Gibson Blue Devils are available. And they're available right there, game archives, at the bottom of the PutMeInSports.com webpage. We do thank you for listening. We're at halftime, 16-14, Tipton by 2, 6 minutes left in the intermission. Tipton Blue Devil Band playing some joyful music right there on the stage. And tell you what, talk a little bit about football here. Football in the NFL. This is football Super Bowl going to happen at Inglewood, California. CBS and NBC, they got together. CBS swapped out with NBC. CBS is supposed to have this year's Super Bowl. We're going to have it next year. They'll have it in Glendale, Arizona then. That'll be CBS-oriented. They swapped with NBC, so NBC could have the Super Bowl and also have the Olympics coverage this winter. That's some good teamwork. And I'm saying what a good ballgame in the works here tonight. Good ballgame. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies have done some Central Catholic basketball games and might look to see if we can do the Andrea game. It was postponed tonight. It'll have a rescheduled date. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports. And we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Century 21 Real Estate, that's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, enthusiasm, experience, and she is knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Chiefs. She serves Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties. She's done so since 1997. Specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. You can reach her at 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. The game is also in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Fritz and Fishers. Car sales. Say what? You can visit them online at FritzandFishers.com or you can call them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. 842-2228. That area code 317. 317-842-2228. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Christian Fisher's, 8599 East 116th Street. Fisher's, Indiana, 46038. And I mentioned once in a while, if you've not been through Fisher's, you ought to take a drive. Fritz in Noblesville. second location, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. You can explore their quality used car inventory. They also have trucks. They have quite a few, last I saw. We'll mention ChristianFishers.com. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. ChristianFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. Talk a little bit about those Indiana Pacers. Indiana Pacers basketball, you can see them on Violent Sports Indiana TV, or you can listen to them on the radio, 93.5 FM or 107.5 The Fan. You ought to listen in. I say what? Mark Boyle, play-by-play on the radio, he paints a vivid picture. He has a good basketball game. I say what? He's good. We'll mention those Indiana Pacers. They are in action. They're going to be in action. Actually, it's going to be tonight. They did play on the 12th. That was Wednesday, 7 o'clock. They went against Boston. Boston went to Indiana. They played them the night before in Boston. Pacers lost in overtime on the 11th in Boston. And they lost on the 12th, Wednesday night, 119-100. Boston now 21-21. Pacers are 15-27. Pacers are playing tonight, Friday night the 14th. 7 o'clock they started, probably in the second half by now. Phoenix Suns visiting the Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Next game for the Pacers is going to be on the 17th. That's Monday. And it's going to be a 3:30 p.m. start. 3:30 start, and the Pacers are going to be at the L.A. Clippers. And they'll play there in California, Los Angeles. And we'll also remind you, I found this out recently, the Globetrotters. Globetrotters this Sunday, the 16th. That's the same day that Allie Powell will celebrate her 16th birthday. That's Nate Skifter. But the Globetrotters will play Sunday. I believe it's at Gainbridge. It's usually at 2 p.m., but check the Google that the Harlem Globetrotters are going to play Sunday. They will entertain everyone. We're going to bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow is going to be brought in. Going to be brought in by the Northwestern Tigers. They're working outside the arc. Outside with the basketball, Mario Reed moves the ball around the perimeter, left side. On the dribble, he'll bring it back out. 24, Quentin Yackel. Outside to Eli Edwards right there. He'll dish it right side. They'll move the ball around. In front of the Northwestern bench, he'll bring the ball back around. That's 24, Quentin Yackel. Looking for the good shot right here in the front court. Second half or the third quarter. 7:25 left. We've just begun the second half. Ball's outside now. He'll pick up the dribble. That's Cohen Berry. Back outside, Eli Edwards. Bounce pass, they'll work it back to Mario Reed to the corner. They'll dribble it out of there. That's Cohen Berry. They'll take it back in, and they'll go to the baseline corner. Straddling the three-point line. That's number 30, Connor Bocci. Out top of the basketball, Mario Reed. He's going to be fouled. He'll draw the foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Grady Carpenter. He's got one. First foul of the second half. Blue Devils possess that foul. Going to bring it to the front court now. They're talking slightly in the back court right here. Moving it back around on Quentin Yackel. Left side behind the arc. Bounce pass out top. That's Eli Edwards. He'll work the right side around the perimeter behind the three-point line. Near out top, Mario Reed. Thought about a shot. He'll dish it back right side. Guarding Quentin Yackel right here is Nolan Swan. Plenty of space there. No closely guarded call needed whatsoever. 16-14, halftime score. Ball's in the front court, Northwestern Tigers. 6:25 left. Out top of the basketball, on the dribble is Quentin Yackel. He'll bounce pass right side. Cohen Berry. Berry with the basketball being guarded by Nate Powell. He had a hand in there, closely guarded. That closely guarded is 6 feet, by the way. Some people mistake that for 3 feet. It'll be a traveling violation in the front court. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. Tipton will inbound in front of the Tiger bench. Nolan Swan bounced back in to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to walk across the timeline. switching hands on the dribble. He'll work at left side. Bounce pass, Nolan Swan, left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. He'll work it down low, just outside the paint, and Powell. They kick it back out, Jack DeMoney. A foot behind him, the left elbow, two-point shot good. It's 18-14, Blue Devils by four. Ball's in the front court. Mario Reed, triple threat, he'll dribble once. He'll pass it behind the arc, 13, Cohen Berry. Left side behind the arc, now back out top. Second hands in the dribble, Connor Boston. He'll pass it to the corner. They're working back around Cohen Berry. Gets it just outside the paint. He'll dribble the paint now. That's Eli Edwards, tosses it down low. Shot taken, wouldn't get it. Could be slightly deflected there. Might have been Jackson Money getting a hand in there. Goes out of bounds, going to belong to Northwestern. Northwestern on the baseline left of their own bucket. They toss it in deep right there behind the arc to get it to Eli Edwards. They'll work it down low off the glass. Just outside the paint, shot good. Cohen Berry. 5:09 left here in the third quarter on the dribble. Nolan Swan, elbow left side, pass it behind the arc. Jackson Money. Behind the arc, we're near the corner. Nolan Swan, he'll drive baseline, take a floater, underhanded floater on the baseline. Good. Two-point bucket for Swan. It's 20-16, still a four-point lead for the Blue Devils. Behind the arc with the basketball. Out top, they'll reset the offense. That's 24, Quentin Yackel. Yackel going to dribble right side, working against Nolan Swan on the dribble. He'll bounce an elbow right side. He'll get the ball back from Connor Bostic. Back to Yackel. Cross-court skip pass behind the arc. They'll work it back around. Out top now, triple threat available. That's Quentin Yackel. Yackel being guarded there by Nolan Swan. On the dribble, elbow left side. That's Yackel. He'll pass it to the baseline. Shot good. Nice, pretty shot. 32. Eli Edwards, about a 16-footer from the baseline. Two-point bucket. Tipton. Still in front by two. 20-18. On the dribble, out top, working the basketball, Nolan Swan. Guarding him is Mario Reed. Behind the arc, left side, near the Blue Devil bench, he'll work the pass down low to Nate Powell. Inside out play, three-point shot on the way. Grady Carpenter wouldn't get the shot. Rebound in there, secured by Nate Powell. He couldn't get the first shot to go. He got his own board, went back up. He got fouled in the act of shooting on his second attempt. They go to the foul line now. Nate Powell going to shoot two. Nate Powell at the foul stripe. Six on the lane right there. Full lane. First shot up and good. Good revolution. Good follow through. We have a sub check in for Northwestern. 25. That's Caden Rear. Caden Rear, 5'11 junior. Just into the ball game, taking a breather for Northwestern is number 30, Connor Bostic. Second shot in the air, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Eli Edwards, Northwestern. In the hands of Mario Reed, they're going to break the press. Nate Powell guarding the basketball in the backcourt, crossing the timeline, they break the press. They're going to work it to the corner. Timeout called by Coach Jim Gates. They'll call a timeout for the Northwestern Tigers. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. That's 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Price is low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by phone, 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Going to inbound the basketball, Northwestern Tigers. Half from the half court, which is the front court now. On the dribble, 24, Quentin Yackel. They'll work it down in low. Kick it back outside, he's all alone. Three-point shot, good. That's Mario Reed. Mario Reed for three. He's shooting 48% entering this game from three-point land. He's averaging almost 16 points a game. 21-21. We're going to right side with the basketball. On the dribble, Jackson Money. He'll dish it inside. Nate Powell, he picked the ball back up off the floor. Went back up, got the bucket, and you'll be fouled. You'll shoot one more. So Nate Powell's going to go back to the stripe. They're going to whistle this foul. 2:57 left. 21-21. Conversation happening over here. The bench area, Tipton bench area. I'm not sure what the conversation is. Coach Cliff Hawkins listening. Official talking to him. Bucket's good. They're going to call a foul on 32. That's Eli Edwards. He picks up number 3 in the ballgame. 3-point play opportunity. Dixon. It's Nate Powell for 3-point play. 24-21. Ball's in the front court on the pass. They're working to Yackel. They're working down low to Edwards. They'll save the ball from going out of bounds. Get it back into Mario Reed. They're working around the perimeter in the hands of Yackel. Yackel. The baseline drive jump shot wouldn't go. Yackel couldn't hit the bucket. 24-21. Blue Devils by 3. 2.5 minutes left, third quarter. Going to be a holding foul on the baseline. Nate Powell drove baseline. He's going to take the shot. Power layup. He gets fouled. Couple of steps behind the drive right there off of Powell's whistle on 13. Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry has won. Team foul number 3, second half. Grady Carpenter going to dish it down low to Nate Powell. Nate Powell's going to be fouled once again. They're going to whistle this on Eli Edwards. Going to whistle Eli Edwards for his fourth foul here in the ballgame. 2:27 left. We're in the third quarter. 24-21. They're going to inbound the basketball left of the bucket. The Blue Devils on their own baseline. Brought in by Kwan. He'll pitch it in. And Nate Powell, he'll go hard off the glass right there. They'll get the bucket. Nate Powell for 2. A good entry pass from Swan. 26-21. Blue Devils by 5. Ball's in the front court. Working it around the perimeter. Way out top. Ball's in the hands of 24. Quentin Yackel. Pass gets deflected. Going back the other way. And it's off the foot of Grady Carpenter into the hands of 25. Greer. Driving hard to the paint right there. Taking a shot off the glass. Going to be an offensive charging foul. Not sure if they were moving or not, but the referee seems like the ratio of that type of play this season goes against the dribbler. So back in the ballgame, we're going to see Callum Bennett taking a breather, 25 for Northwestern. Caden Greer, both brought in 84 feet away in the backcourt. Blue Devils crossing the timeline. It's Grady Carpenter. He'll bounce back right side behind the arc to Jackson Money. Back out top. They'll get the ball to Nolan Swan. He'll take it through the corner. 3-point shot. Grady Carpenter. He'll get the bucket. It'll roll around the rim and fall in. 29-21. Blue Devils in front. Ball's in the front court on the dribble. He'll use the back pedal dribble now. At 24, Quentin Yackel. Point guard. They're working through the corner. Mario Reed. Skip pass. They're working around the perimeter. They go inside off the glass, get the bucket. Credit the shot to Cohen Berry, and he'll shoot one. Cohen Berry gets the bucket. The foul's going to be whistled on Grady Carpenter. I take that back. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to pick up the foul. He picked up number 3. Sam Ridgway going to take a breather. 3-point play. Good for 13, Cohen Berry. Cohen Berry entered this ballgame 77% from the free throw line. 1:17 on the game clock. Third quarter, 29-24. Blue Devils by 5. Working it behind the arc. Aiden Cole in the ballgame. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Right here, he'll work it right side. Behind the arc, he'll dribble in, out, elbow right side. He'll bounce it in, try to get it into Nate Powell. It's deflected and stolen. Not a real good pass. They'll work it in the paint. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be on the Blue Devils. Trying to take the charge right there. Still moving. Foul's going to be whistled on Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole picks up his second foul. At the stripe, Callum Bennett. Callum Bennett, also a 66% at the free throw line. He'll toe it up right there. Right-handed shooter. Where's number 11? Burt got up short off the rim, wouldn't go. We're under a minute left here in the third quarter, 53.7, five-point ball game, Blue Devils in front. They'll throw it up once again, number 11, Callen Bennett. Second shot, wouldn't go, rebound, Aiden Cole. The dish off right there, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter to the front court, Nate Powell. They're going to help Nate Powell back up. Going to be a foul call. Look like a football play right there. And Nate Powell wouldn't mind that. He'd like to play next year in college somewhere. But they're going to inbound the basketball. Powell's going to be whistled. They're going to whistle this foul on 23. Caden Lechner, he picked up number one. Left in the bucket on the baseline. To the corner. Aiden Cole for three. Rims off and go. Rebound secured right here, Northwestern. Caden Lechner on the dribble. Found the pass. Gets off teammate. It's going to be off his hands. Off his hands, out of bounds. Going to go back to the Blue Devils. Pretty good drive right there. 24, Quentin Yackel. Could have maybe taken the shot. He was pretty close to the middle of the paint area right here, but he's unselfishly dishing off to Callen Bennett. 29-24. 25 seconds left. At top of the basketball, Nolan Swan, he'll pass it left side for the Blue Devils bench. Grady Carpenter, he'll bring the ball out top, and he'll bring it back towards the bench. Working against him, the 24, Quentin Yackel. 10 seconds left. In the front court, Jackson Money with the basketball. He'll dribble crossover to the corner. Grady Carpenter for three. Got the bucket. 2 seconds left. 1 second. Shot at the buzzer. Wouldn't go. That's a long shot. Baseball pass taken by Cohen Berry. At the end of three, Tipton, 32. Northwestern, 24. We'll also mention this game is in part brought to you by AGM Auto. Arcadia, Indiana, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. We now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, their number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. They're in Arcadia, just west on Howard Avenue behind the ballpark. So they'll work it right here and bring the ball in. Also, possession arrow gives it to Tipton, fourth quarter. Pass to the backcourt, Nolan Swan, to Grady Carpenter. He'll jog across the timeline. He'll throw it up again. He'll bounce it right side behind the arc to Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan out top. He'll go to the corner with it. Grady Carpenter. Thought about a shot. Couldn't get the shot away. Wanted to go drive baseline. Pass the ball out of there and going to be a foul call. Fouls whistled on Northwestern. That's 13. Cohen Berry. He picked up number two. He fouled number seven. Puts the Blue Devils at the line in the bonus. At the free throw line, Grady Carpenter. First shot up and good. Carpenter, if my recollection is right, he went 2 for 2 his last 2 shots in the last game, and he's now 1 for 1 in this game. He's on a streak. Calvin Murphy, I think he got a 56 in a row back in the day. Rims out of there, rebounds collected by 32 E.I. Edwards. Out top of the basketball, they're moving around the perimeter. Mario Reed, left side, Eli Edwards back in the ballgame. Tries to toss one down low, jumping and intercepting the pass is Jackson Money. Jackson Money lost the hand and lost the handle right here in the front court. Nolan Swan, right place, right time to save the basketball from going out of bounds. Going to be brought in by Grady Carpenter. Gets it in to Jackson Money. Money goes drive baseline. Look at that reverse layup, couldn't get it. He hits the surface, but no foul call. Back the other direction. With the basketball out top, Eli Edwards. Edwards dishes it right side around the perimeter. In the hands of Mario Reed, he'll bring the ball back out. He'll reset the offense. Working against him right there is Grady Carpenter. Behind the arc, they'll dribble in. Dribble in, go baseline. Callum Bennett. They'll dish it down low. Baseline jumper, good. Pretty shot. A bit of a fadeaway, about a 12-footer for Eli Edwards. Right there on the baseline. He had to deal with that backboard. Got it. 33-26. 6:43 on the game clock. Going to drive the lane. It's Nolan Swan. They're going to call foul on the floor prior to the shot. Foul's going to be whistled on 11. Number 11, that's Callum Bennett. Callum Bennett going to pick up his first foul in tonight's ballgame. 8 fouls accumulated for Northwestern. Tipped in thus far in the second half. 3. 33-26 at the free throw line, Nolan Swan. First shot is good. Nolan Swan at the free throw line is shooting 83%. He's now 16-for-19. Taking a breather is going to be Aiden Cole. He'll take a breather. Back in the ballgame is Sam Ridgway. 6:41 left. Second shot good. Got both of them. That's Nolan Swan. Crossing the timeline at a quick pace. Number 11, Callum Bennett. They get the ball back. They're working around the perimeter. Eli Edwards to Mario Reed. Back out top. They get the ball to Cohen Berry. They're working around the perimeter. Bounce behind the back pass. A good one. Gets it into Eli Edwards. No look behind the back pass. Baseline drive. A good cut for Eli Edwards. He'll go to the stripe. He got two. He'll try for the three-point play. They're going to whistle this foul. Foul's whistle on Sam Ridgway. He picks up number 3. Back in the ball game rather quickly is Aiden Toll. 35-28. 7-point advantage for Tipton. 3-point play is good. Eli Edwards for 3. 35-29. 6:20 left. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Grady Carpenter. He'll cross over to get the ball back out top. They'll work the offense from there. That's Nolan Swan. They'll work at left side behind the arc, Aiden Cole. Skip past right side. They'll get behind the arc to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Dish off there to Cole. Now working on the left side in front of the Blue Devils. Well behind the arc on the back pedal dribble now is Nolan Swan. Guarding him loosely is number 30, Connor Bostic. They'll keep that stationary dribble alive until they get closer. Now they're going to guard him with number 13, Cohen Berry. Berry on the dribble. I take that back. And Nolan Swan on the dribble. Berry on the defense. They're working around their elbow. Right side dishes it out behind the arc. Jackson Money. Here go elbow. He'll kick it back out. Top of the key. Shot and go for Nolan Swan. Offensive board collected by Nate Powell. 5:25 left. Fourth quarter. 35-29. Working behind the arc. 3-point shot in front of the cheer block would go. That was Grady Carpenter. Rebound collected by Mario Reed. He'll get the ball back. Working right here. He'll left-hand dribble. Set it up again. Out top near the 10-second line. He'll dish off. Teammate Callum Bennett. Callum Bennett straight away. They'll bounce it in. Tipped away by Jackson Money. Ball ends up off the foot of the Northwestern Tiger. Going to go out of bounds. Blue Devils going to have the ball back. Going to be pressure in the backcourt. Nolan Swan not going to get that ball very easy. They're going to call foul. Callum Bennett moving his feet. He's got a lot of energy. He was using it right there. He did it well. Foul whistle on number 11. Callum Bennett, he picked up his second foul in the contest. Number 11 at the line. Nolan Swan, first shot good. 36-29. He'll get one more. Nolan Swan, 1-1, got both of them. 37-29, an 8-point advantage for Tipton. This is the biggest lead of this ballgame from anyone. 4:50 left. 10 move. He'll go baseline. Good move right there. 2-point bucket off the glass. Cohen Berry for 2. 37-31. 4:38 left. In the front corner of the basketball is drive. Nolan Swan, he'll take it to the hoop. They go off the glass, left-handed, left side of the glass. 2-point bucket, 39-31. Tipton again up by 8. Ball's out top of the circle. Mario Reed, he'll pass it right side behind the arc. Guarded there by Aiden Cole. They got the ball back from Cohen Barron. That's off the bounce pass. Triple threat, counter box. If you're working down low off the glass, Eli Edwards for two. 39-33. 6-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Fourth quarter, 3:55 remaining. Driving the lane, Grady Carpenter. They take a floater. It tosses it over the rim. 2-point bucket for Carpenter. It's 41-33. At top of the back, while they're moving around the perimeter. On the drive, Cohen Barron. They'll work it behind the arc to Mario Reed, being guarded by Grady Carpenter. They'll work it behind the arc right here. Working the basketball, they'll bounce it into Eli Edwards. He's got a straddling the three-point line there straight away. With the basketball, triple threat available. 13, Cohen Barron. There it's all 5 seconds. Closely guarded. I believe that was Jackson Money providing the defense. I didn't see specifically. But a 5 second closely guarded is going to give it back to Shipton. 3:23 on the game clock. 41-33. It'll be brought in from the Tigers bench by Grady Carpenter. Tosses it in to Aiden Cole because Jackson Money is being guarded severely in the backcourt. They get up to the front court now with the pass. Nolan Swan out top. Backpedal dribble. He's running to the right side. Behind Arc, Aiden Cole gets the ball back. And he'll catch it briefly. Get it back to Nolan. From the corner. 3-point shot on the way. It wouldn't go. Shot taken by Grady Carpenter. Offensive board by Nate Powell. They'll get it out to Aiden Cole. Short off the mark from 3-point land. Wouldn't go. Pass to the front corner. And he's tipped away by Nolan Swan. And picked up by Nolan. They'll work it down low to Nate Powell. Working in the paint. No chance there. Good defense being secured right there by Connor Bosick. 41-33, 2:40 left. On the dribble near in the back behind the arc right there is Grady Carpenter. We're shifting Noah Swan. They're getting in the paint to Nate Powell. Keep the dribble alive as he hits the floor. He gets a pass out of there to Jackson Money. They'll reset the offense. 2:25 on the game clock. Works to the left side in front of the bench. Jackson Money, triple threat available. He's double teamed. Passes out of it to Nolan Swan in the circle. Working back to Jackson. Jackson to go left side with it behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Back to Jackson. Now back out center circle. Nolan Swan. Free throw line. Nate Powell. He'll pass it out behind the arc. Aiden Cole. Nolan Swan. Nate Powell starts with the basketball. Out center court. Going to be a foul call. And it's going to be called an, it's going to be an intentional foul. Intentional foul going to be called. That means Noah Swan going to get 2 shots. Double bonus in effect. The Blue Devils will get the ball back out of bounds. 1:59 left. First shot is good for Noah Swan. Noah Swan was out of the center circle. He was the gentleman holding the basketball when the foul took place. Second shot good also. He got both of them. 43-33. Blue Devils in front. We're going to see again in the ballgame. 55. Take that back. 5 of Marion Conyers. Taking a breather. 24, Quentin Yankel. We're going to see the backcourt. We're going to bring the ball across the timeline. They're going to pass across the timeline. Jackson Money. We're going to behind the arc. Aiden Cole. Double team right there. He bounces. Passes out of it. Right there to Jackson Money. Works to the left side to Grady Carpenter. Back to Jackson. They're going to foul. They're going to foul Grady Carpenter. They're going to put him at the stripe. Grady Carpenter working on that free throw percentage. I believe he's 1 for 2 in today's ballgame. Don't quote me. 43-33. First shot rims off long. Wouldn't go. He shows some grief. He's disappointed, but you know he's going to come around. He's going to shoot some free throws. After the game, it might not be today, but going to rim around, go in. Got the second of a 2-shot foul. 44-33, 1:44 left. At top of the basketball, Eli Edwards. Triple threat, he'll pass it right side, still behind the arc. Working the basketball right here, Cowan Bennett. They'll work it to Mario. Mario goes the lane. Shot off the mark, ready to go for Mario Reed. Rebound secured out of there by Nate Powell. He'll dribble it to the front court. He'll dish off to Aiden Cole. Back to Nolan. Working left side. Behind the arc going to be a kick. Good defense right there. That's Amarion Conyers. Got reflexes like a cat. 118 on the game clock. Going to take a timeout right here, 44-33. They're going to set down. This means it's going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll talk about the Class 2A, Class 2A rankings. These are from January 11th. Number one, Central Noble, 13-0. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, 11-1. Linton Stockton at number three, 13-1. Number four is Monroe Central, 10-0. Number five is Carroll out of Florida, 9-0. Number six is Eastside, they're 13-0. Number seven is Clinton Prairie, 12-1. Number eight is Lake Station, 9-0. Number nine is Southmont, South Montgomery is 8-1. Number 10 is Eastern Hancock, 8-2. Number 11 is South Spencer, 8-2. Number 12 is Eastern Pekin, they're 11-1. Number 13 is Covenant Christian, they're 7-3. Number 14 is Wapahani, they're 9-2. Number 15 is Northeastern, they're 7-3. And number 16 is Park Tudor. Park Tudor, 4-4. So they're getting ready to play basketball once again. They're going to line it up right there. They're going to bring the ball in. Brought into the backcourt. Blue Devils with the basketball. Nolan Swan passes it to the front court overhead. A couple of Northwestern Tigers. So moving it into the front court, trying to keep the ball alive. Going to be a foul. Double team and then a foul by Northwestern in the front court. They're going to foul Aiden Cole. Aiden Cole going to go to the free throw line. Just shoot the double bonus. The foul's whistled on number 11, Callan Bennett. He picks up number 4. Couple bounces at the free throw line. Aiden Cole, first shot up, wormed around, fell in. So, subs in the ball game. We're going to see number 30 for Northwestern at Connor Bostic. Also back in the ball game, we're going to see 25, Caden Greer. Caden Greer, 5'11 junior. Bounce pass from the official. He'll get one more. 108 left here in the fourth quarter. Second shot up, rims off long, wouldn't go. Rebound, Eli Edwards. He'll outlet, right side for the scores bench. Mario Reed, going to be a foul whistle. Blue Devils going to pick this foul up. It's going to be whistled on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picked up his second foul in tonight's ballgame. It's going to be brought inside court in front of the Northwestern bench. It's going to be brought in from number 5, Marion Conyers. They'll bounce it in. They'll get it into Eli. Eli Edwards in the paint. They'll go off the glass. Nice left-handed stroke right there. Got a good pass. And he acknowledges a good pass from teammate Amarion Conyers. 101 left. 45-35. Two shots can be awarded. A foul whistle on Aiden Cole. He picked up his third. He fouled number 6. So next common foul on the Blue Devils. Going to put Northwestern at the line for the 1-1 bonus. At the free throw line, 32, Eli Edwards looking for that three-point play. He gets it. Three-point play, Eli Edwards. He's familiar with that. 1 minute left. 45-36. Going to be a ball goes out of bounds. Going to be a foul call. Foul called right here, Northwestern. They're going to send Grady Carpenter back to the stripe. They're going to whistle a foul on Amarion Conyers at the free throw line. Grady Carpenter, first one rims around, falls in. Kind of a friendly roll here at the north end, kind of. But I'm checking out of the ball game. Taking a breather, 21. Mathen McGriff was in the ball game. Mathen McGriff, a 6-foot junior. Take out of the ball game, Caden Lechner, 6'2 senior. Second shot goes in. They're going to take through the front court. From the corner, Conyers. Back out for Reed. Straight away, they'll give it to Edwards. On the dribble, Mario Reed is trying to go to the corner with it. Might be tipped, it was. Tipped off the hand, I believe, of Nate Powell. He's deflected. Going to be belong to the Northwestern Tigers once again. They're left of the bucket on their own baseline. Going to be brought in by Conyers. Gets in Mario Reed. Three-point shot would go in front of the Northwestern bench. They get the rebound. They take it off right here. Conyers finds the outlet, gets it in the paint there. Number 30, Connor Bostic for two. Timeout called. 40.8 seconds remaining. 47-38. And then, like we said, some basketball going on in the Hoosier Conference tonight. Hoosier Conference on this Friday night, tonight. Six games, three of them are conference divisional matchups. 7:30 contests are Central Catholic at Benton Central. That's a West Division. LaPel is at Hamilton Heights tonight. Northwestern right here with Tipton. That's divisional. Eastern Conference. Pioneer is at Lewis Cass. Twin Lakes at Kankakee Valley. In Rensselaer at West Lafayette tonight. The two idle teams of the Western Campus and the Twin Lakes Indians. So they'll work it in. Stolen. Brought in from the front court. Blue Devils. There'll be a foul call. They're going to send Nolan Swan back to the stripe. They're going to whistle a foul on number 11, Callan Bennett. Callan Bennett is going to take a breather. He's going to exit the ball game. He's played a good ball game. He's got some quality minutes. He'll leave the ball game with foul number 5. Checking back in for him is number 2, Mario Reed. Two shots going to be awarded. To Nolan Swan, first shot up, rims around, falls in. Back in the ball game for Northwestern, number 30, Connor Bostic. Also back in the game, 25, Caden Greer. One more shot from the line. Nolan Swan got both of them. 36 seconds left, 49-38. To the front court in a hurry. Three-point shot on the way. Northwestern, ready to go. That was Caden Greer coming down with the basketball. Nate Powell gets fouled pretty much immediately. He'll walk the distance. He'll shoot the double bonus from the foul stripe. 28.7 left on the fourth quarter clock. Blue Devils at the stripe. Nate Powell, they're going to whistle that foul on 2. Mario Reed played a good, clean ball game. Only a second foul. We're 31 and a half minutes into the game. First shot goes in, Nate Powell. He'll get one more. 4 on the lane for Northwestern. Blue Devils are back in the backcourt. Second shot also good. 51-38. 25 seconds left in the front court. On the dribble, going to go baseline, passes off. Left side, off the glass. Credit the bucket, 32, Eli Edwards. Credit a good pass from 30, Connor Bostic. Going to be a full timeout called. 20.6 left, 51-40. Blue Devils in front. Blue Devils working tonight against the Northwestern Tigers. And we'll mention, if you didn't know this, REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Loverboy, they're going to be at Riddle-Off Music Center in Noblesville. Tickets are on sale now. You might want to secure your ticket, because this is going to be a good one. That lawn area, you can get a lot of folks in that lawn area. Concert going to happen this summer. It's going to be June the 10th, 2022. Their tour stop will happen right there at Ruoff, just west of Noblesville. They're going to kick off their tour on May 31st. They got about 4, maybe 5 dates before they get to Noblesville, but that should be good. REO Speedwagon 6 and Loverboy. They're going to inbound the basketball. We're from baseline to bounce it in to Nolan Swan. Back to Grady Carpenter. To the front court, Jackson Money. Carpenter gets the ball and the handoff from Jackson. He'll toss the ball back to Jackson, trying to move his clock. 8 seconds left. But gets to Nolan Swan, he'll toss it overhead, get it back to Jackson Money. 2 seconds, 1 second. The clock's going to buzz out. Good ball game right here, Northwestern Tigers and the Tipton Blue Devils. Final score, Tipton Blue Devils 51, Northwestern Tigers 40. Good ball game, we'll mention both these teams. Going to be in action. I should say the Northwestern Tigers will be in action tomorrow night. They will be on the road They will travel to Clinton Central. They'll do battle with the Bulldogs. 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Tipton Blue Devils, they'll hold off till next Thursday. They'll play Thursday the 20th of January, 6 o'clock and 7:30 for the varsity. They will be home with the Taylor Titans. PutMeInSports.com will be here. We hope you'll listen tomorrow. If you do not attend the game tomorrow afternoon, it's going to happen at Hamilton Heights High School. It'll be the Lady Huskies. They will host the Tipton Lady Devils. You want to tune in early. We've been granted interviews before, during the pregame. We're going to talk to Coach Chad West first, and then we're going to talk to Coach Keegan Terry after him. Maybe about 3 or 4 minutes. We're going to let them talk and not me. More of them, less of me is a lot better for that situation. We thank you for listening. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound checks. And until then, we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning.